Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Cassie Smedley joining me this morning from the RNC. And you know, Cassie, sometimes Kamala Harris just makes it a little too easy.
My. Isn't that right? The placating to the left, to the far, far radical left, is just too obvious, too fun, too overt for both Biden and Harris, how they both have changed their positions over the years. You have Paris, who was the one who was over-prosecuting, over-sentencing, not letting people out of prison. And then now look at her right there with Ilhan Omar and the rest of them saying defund the police. It's just wild and wild that anybody would fall for it.
Well, I don't understand it. And I'm sure that at the debate next Tuesday, this is going to be front and center. Chris Wallace has already released some of the topics he's going to be addressing. One of them is the rioting and the looting across the country. Here's the question I want Chris to ask. Mr. Vice President, why did it take you 9 months to condemn the looting and burning of American cities?
And that's absolutely right. And because he hasn't answered these tough questions, which shouldn't be tough, by the way, they're just questions, right? But he makes them tough, that we have to hear this. And you and I have talked about this a lot. It is outrageous that you have people who are already voting who have yet to really hear from Joe Biden, at least not in a way that's just perfectly controlled. And I think that's a real problem. That's something that we should really take into account when you're looking at, can this person do the job if they can't even take a question that hasn't been either given to them ahead of time or scripted on a teleprompter? It's really wild that these are the first times we're hearing him speak on these topics.
Yeah, it really is. I'm sure the Supreme Court seat is going to come up. And at this point, right, it just seems so obvious to – it should be so obvious to everyone. It's clearly not to Chuck Schumer, but it should seem so obvious to everyone that the president is completely within his rights to nominate, just as President Obama was, and the Senate is completely within its rights to consider – his nominee.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's, and in fact, I know it was your neighboring Senator Dick Durbin, who I think yesterday said, you know, we can deploy delay tactics, but at some point you're going to have to vote because the Republicans have the votes. Mitch McConnell, right, and Republicans are in the majority. That's what voters elected. That's what voters decided. This was a key issue in 16, the Supreme Court, that drove a lot of people out to vote, and more Republicans voted for more Republicans. And that's why you have the setup you have, not just in the White House, but in the Senate as well.
Yeah.
But so I think, and of course, we like to say 2020 Democrats should listen to 2016 Democrats. We said we need nine. We need a full Supreme Court. And now, of course, that the politics have turned, they're just running around the merry-go-round to their side of conversation.
Cassie Smedley is my guest from the RNC. This morning, there's a headline out there. I think it was the Dallas News put this headline up, that Ted Cruz blocks a resolution to honor Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Then, of course, you read the details of it, and you find out that the reason Ted Cruz blocked it is because the Democrats put some poison pill amendment into it, including what is supposed to be Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dying wish. That had to be part of the resolution, or the Senate Democrats just couldn't stand it. This is what you deal with in the media every day.
Every day, what do we talk about? See the headline, scroll down 15 paragraphs, find the actual truth in the story. It is wild. It's also not surprising. This is what happens all the time. Democrats, they put in these poison pills. They muck up these bills so that they're so far from the original intent. And then they go out and try and say that you voted against that. Thank you, Ted Cruz, for actually reading the whole bill and doing your job. That's what we should be saying. But to have the complicit media who goes along with it is just absolutely wild. And I think we're going to see that. We're about to see that again with this confirmation process. And I think it's going to really be, I mean, we thought Kavanaugh was as bad as it could get, but we know they will hold nothing back. We know they will do everything possible. And I mean, not just Democrats, but the media as well, to really make sure that the president and Republicans are, that this is really tough for them. And that's why our grassroots effort makes all the difference. I was just talking with our chairwoman who's out. She's on the road. I don't know when she's going to get home before Election Day because it's so important to be out on the road. We've got the enthusiasm. We have people that are giving up their time and taking vacation days to go out and knock doors and make phone calls and make this happen. That's where we strive. But where Democrats strive is the paid protesters in Washington, D.C. And there's going to be a lot that you're going to see on your TV that's going to make it look like that the narrative is in their favor because that's where the TV cameras are.
Sure.
But we know out in America what the American people want. We got to make sure that we're exercising that right at the ballot box in November.
Got about a minute and a half left here, Cassie. There's been a lot of discussion over how much money Democrats have raised since Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, and that Biden has a huge cash advantage and all this. I'll remind people how much money Hillary Clinton spent in 2016, and she still didn't defeat this president.
Amen. But it's also, we raised a ton of money as well. We're grateful to everybody who goes to our WinRed to help. WinRed is the tool that you can go to donate to all Republicans. Grateful for all of that. But it's not just about money. It takes a lot of time to build an infrastructure. And when you've got stories in places like Wisconsin and Michigan of people saying, I've never seen a Biden volunteer. They don't have setups. They don't have places to get signs. That's infrastructure. That's what we've been working to build. We've trained more than 2 million volunteers. We've contacted more than 100 million voters. We're doing a huge push to get people to request their absentee ballots or know where their early vote locations are. All of that takes a lot of money and a lot of coordination with your volunteers to do that and to know people in your communities. And that's what was what Hillary Clinton was missing in 16. And because until the infusion of cash right here in the last moments for the Democrats, they have not had the cash to be able to put in infrastructure, let alone the capacity and know-how to do it. So those are key things that are missing. We think those are the key difference makers, to say nothing of the fact that the enthusiasm for the president is just off the charts compared to Joe Biden.
That's outstanding. Is it GOP.org if people want to go donate?
GOP.com, there's a big donate button at the top. Or if you just type in WinRed, that'll take you to the full map to be able to do the president, the committees, and every Republican on the ballot.
Outstanding.
You can chip in $2 or $5 or $25 to everyone. We love it all.
Let's make a final push here. Cassie Smedley, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great week, Mark.
We will talk soon. Thank you so much, Cassie. Joining us, Sarah, National Press Secretary with the RNC, fighting the good fight.
Get more at 971talk.com.